Welcome to Ready, Get Centered, Go. I help make yoga teachings relevant to your life today. I'm Jess Goulding, a yoga therapist and yoga teacher based in Austin, Texas. What you're about to hear is the opening of my public yoga class, where I introduce an idea that I hope you can use on the mat and off the mat in your everyday life. Then we'll set an intention and do some guided breathing. You can listen to this while you're driving or doing the dishes, and maybe you can find a way to take a break. Just stop. Get centered before moving on with your day. And I'd love to hear from you. So stay through the end, and I'll tell you how we can get connected.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
We are on the last of the yamas, our final yama study. This week is Brahmacharya, which has always been translated as celibacy, but we get to dive a little deeper in to see what does that really mean? What does it really mean? Why are the sutras asking us to refrain from sexuality or in sex? Why is it saying that? And we'll find out it's not really just saying that. So, I'm just going to read a couple lines from the Yoga Sutras by Satchidananda, his commentary. And just know, if you like one certain author or teacher's writings, you can always keep delving in, read other ones, because they're living words that you can bring them into your life in a way that nourishes you, sings to you, and it will change over the course of your life. And this is my opinion. But that's why there's so many different commentaries. There's no, it's not black and white. So he says this for Brahmacharya. In the name of loving and giving, many times we lose our vital energy and become mentally and physically depleted. If we are not strong mentally and physically, we can never gain real spiritual wealth. Without much prana, that vital life force, we can never give anything to anybody. Just as only a fully charged battery can give power, never a weak one. In observing Brahmacharya, we build up this energy. So we ask ourselves, how am I maintaining and releasing my energy? Specifically here in relationships, how much are you giving? Are you giving so much that you're becoming depleted? Or do you give the right amount so that you can maintain vital life force and then be nourished and able to gain spiritual wealth? So to the single folks, it's don't spread your seed all over the place. Don't confuse sex and love. Don't keep going and spreading your energies so far that you become depleted in yourself. Once it's saying, choose a partner. Be in a nourishing partnership with your energy. And then kind of outside of that, it's you get to be, as my friend Renee has said, the gatekeeper of your sacred life force. You get to decide and find out, where are you leaking your energy too much? Where are you letting too much prana flow away from you and then becoming depleted? Are you recognizing when you need to shore up that it's not a time to be overly giving? I can tell for me right now, my energy is low because my body is fighting something. It's fighting some allergies. So I don't have as much prana. So I have to back off. It doesn't mean I'm less loving. It doesn't mean I'm less capable. It just means, hold on a sec, let me rest. And then I'm going to have more energy to give once again. So sure enough, after resting a lot yesterday, today is much better. But do we remember to rest? Do we remember to rejuvenate? Do we allow ourselves that? So as you move into your practice today, remember that you are working with balancing your life force. that you have enough to nourish yourself, that it has a replenishing flow within you, so that then your life force is right in the world. You can do right action. Okay? So rest as needed, put out energy as needed, and learn to be that sacred gatekeeper. Okay? So push into your fingers, rise high with your heart, make space between each vertebrae. Breathe deep and long, drawing your attention along your center channel. So you have, in yoga, it's called the Sushumna, this center line of energy. It's where your energy flows up and down along the nadis. So in your mind's eye, can you, as you inhale, imagine strength and energy going down within you, and as you exhale, rising up. So it becomes this life force flowing between tail and crown. The exhale is an embrace around your spine. The inhale is a fullness, allowing prana to draw in. Hug it on the way out. Release your hands to your thighs, close your eyes, continue tuning inwards. Get to know the feeling of your energy within you. Get to know, how is your energy today? Do your limbs feel bright, ready for work in the world, or is there a heaviness? Try not to judge, just notice. Put your attention in your crown, right there at the top of the head, breathing. Because as where your attention goes, so goes your prana. So just thinking about or placing your attention in the crown of your head, you have more life force there. Let your crown open in your mind's eye. Take your mind's eye down through third eye, back of the skull. Kind of like you're going through and turning on the lights. Turn on the light of the throat center, front, side, and back. Bright. Turn on the lights of the heart center. Flip the switch of the solar plexus. The low belly. And the tail. You might notice that some of the switches don't really want to turn on. They remain a little dark. That's okay. Just notice. And breathe in a balanced way. So the inhale and the exhale basically the same. As you focus on these inner lights. Add a slight constriction to the back of the throat, which will draw your attention inwards and create some inner strength with ujjayi. You are the gatekeeper to each of these light switches, to how much your light moves away from you into the world and how much you maintain. So ask yourself this morning, how much do you need to be on one side of that spectrum or the other? Bring that into your intention. More nourishment, or glowing outwards. Bring your palms together at your heart. Let's chant the sound of Om 3 times. This sacred syllable balancing the energies within us so we're more in tune with how we are flowing in every moment. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe in tone.
Thanks for listening to Ready, Get Centered, Go. We can easily keep in touch through my website, jessgyoga.com, or my Facebook page, or my Instagram. You can subscribe to this podcast on any platform where you hear podcasts. I'd love for you to leave a review. Many thanks to Abby Robbins for our theme music. Until next time, this is Jess Goulding, keeping you centered.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.